Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Hi, Congressman Pitts. What did the Health Subcommittee work on this week?
Well, on Wednesday, I chaired a hearing where the Energy and Commerce Health Subcommittee investigated patient-centered health care reform. Essentially, we're working towards an alternative to Obamacare because Obamacare just isn't working. In 2013, the Committee on Energy and Commerce issued a report warning that Obamacare mandates would increase premium cost. And 2 years later, that's exactly what happened. In 2 years, average premiums on federal exchanges rose 12.6% for bronze plans and 11.3% for silver plans. Part of our hearing focused on encouraging innovation in the private market to lower premiums instead of engineering low cost through government mandates. And we also discussed protections for patients with pre-existing conditions, a valuable piece of any sort of health care reform.
Are there any updates on the fight against ISIS?
Yes. On Monday, the Pentagon announced that a top leader in ISIS has been killed in a targeted airstrike. The man known as Abu Wahib has appeared in several ISIS execution videos. He was ISIS's military emir or commander for the Anbar province, a region that encompasses the western portion of Iraq. Abu Wahib appeared in one particularly chilling video that ISIS produced where he pulled over several truck drivers and then killed them, execution style, on the side of the road. The coalition airstrike took place on May 6th, hit Wahib along with three other ISIS fighters as they traveled in a vehicle. The strike took place in Rutba, in western Iraq.
What's the latest on the North Carolina bathroom situation?
Well, as a quick recap, in February, the City Council in Charlotte, North Carolina, passed a city ordinance creating a right for persons who identify as a member of the opposite sex to use the bathroom of the opposite gender. Under the Charlotte law, businesses would be required to allow men who identify as women to use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and vice versa. And as a result of Charlotte's legislative overstep in March, North Carolina's state legislature passed a bill to clarify discrimination protections in North Carolina. Among other things, the new law outlined that individuals must use the bathrooms and locker rooms in schools and public places that match the sex on their birth certificate. Last Wednesday, on May 4th, the U.S. Department of Justice sent a letter to North Carolina demanding that it abandon this law on grounds that it was discriminatory. Governor McCrory said he asked the Justice Department for an extension on the Monday deadline, but that he was turned down unless he made a statement agreeing that North Carolina's measure was discriminatory, which he refused to do. On Monday, the state of North Carolina filed a lawsuit against the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice responded by filing its own suit against the state a few hours later. You can be assured, as I said before, that I will continue to monitor this situation closely.
And do you have a good news headliner for us?
Yes, I do. The Philadelphia, Northern Delaware, and Susquehanna Valley chapter of the Make-A-Wish Foundation broke a world record last weekend. In 2003, the foundation set the Guinness World Record for the world's longest truck convoy. They had 228 trucks. However, a few months later, another company from the Netherlands beat their record. The Netherlands company had 416 trucks. And last weekend, the local Make-A-Wish chapter, however, won back the title with 590 trucks. Each big rig transported a Make-A-Wish child in the convoy, and the individual truck drivers helped raise money for the event, and early estimates are optimistic that the event pulled in more than $350,000 for the foundation. As you may know, the Make-A-Wish Foundation works to grant the wish of every child diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition. So congratulations to the Philadelphia, Northern Delaware and Susquehanna Valley chapter of the Make-A-Wish Foundation on a job well done.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.